If this was an 80s movie, it would be right up there with, you know, Pretty in Pink and The Breakfast Club.
That's actor Eddie Waters, the young man playing the role of the Wicked Mordred in Opera House Theater Company's production of Camelot. Another actor in the show, Tony Rivenbark, played the role of Mordred in 1974. This time around, Tony plays Merlin. He gave us a brief summary of the show.
Well, it's about King Arthur and the Knights of the Round Table and Guinevere and Lancelot and Mordred. And Merlin, who's the magician, is trying to get Arthur to think because he has not been a thinker. But then he becomes a thinker. But then, you know, love's a funny thing, beauty's a blossom, then you bit your finger and it's all over with.
Director Shane Fernando remains true to the myth and the music of Camelot, but he's been very creative as well. I asked him if this show is my grandmother's Camelot.
No, it certainly is not. Not all the way around. The music is sacred, and so we have left the music untouched, and it is there in all its glory. But in terms of its visual elements, the production elements which surround the story, it's definitely fresh and innovative, and there are a lot of surprises. And we've taken a lot of themes in the piece, such as the lusty month of May, and truly have turned it, instead of a flowery garden party with pastoral images of people frolicking, it is more of an evening naughty nightclub. And so taking certain elements with a contemporary twist that are that kind of have a little fun and poke fun at the piece and with the piece and give it a fresh perspective.
Is this a comedy or a tragedy?
Oh, goodness. It's definitely a comedy and it is definitely a tragedy. It's definitely a mix. You get both throughout. At the very end, it is quite tragic, but you laugh all the way on the road to get to the tragedy. But at the very end, it's devastating tragedy, but the audience is left with that glimmer of hope. Arthur and his generation have failed. He knows that most of Camelot is dead, and he's going to battle knowing that he's not going to survive. But then there's this one child, this one little boy who is stowed away with the soldiers, and Arthur discovers him, and he's talking to the boy like, "Why are you here?" And the boy says, "Well, I've heard the story of the knights." And Arthur's like, "Oh, yeah, you heard the story of the knights. What did you hear?" And he starts exclaiming all of the principles so close to Arthur, might for right and right for right and justice. And Arthur becomes devastatingly moved at that point. Wow, this young boy who has never met a knight until this point knows the story of the knights and knows he has stowed away and he's ready to die for these principles. And so Arthur takes this boy and says, "Run, run, and hide." And, you know, he knows he's going to die. He knows that civilization is going to disappear. But this prayer is left with this little boy that, okay, he has it inside of him, and he will be able to tell this story once we're all gone. And maybe his generation will be able to bring about justice and freedom. And so it's really a beautiful and hopeful story in the midst of all of the tragedy.
That was director Shane Fernando. Camelot is on stage at Thalian Hall tonight through July 23rd.